page, but it page that I'm reading from, there's an electronic photograph of blood cells. And what is characteristic of blood cells, what makes them very, very much apt archetypal symbols for life, blood is a symbol for life. The scanning electron micrograph of human red blood cells sends the plasma membrane as the only membrane in these cells. It is relatively easy to study, so more is known about its structure than about any other eukaryotic cell membrane. Blood cells are the purest form of life cells in our particular kind of organism. So that when man was unscientific, because he just didn't know, he still ritually purified his altar by blood. But somewhere along the line, when man's cultural ethos changed and evolved, from that changed and, quote, evolved stance, he looked back and said, those primitive stupid people trying to purify the altar by blood, that's terrible. But we can now understand that there was a deep symbolic intuition in mythic man and the ritual of but nevertheless, his integrity to his God, he must. So it turns out they weren't stupid and primitive. They did the best that they could with the correct insight that they had. It's like that. Incidentally, and it's a very big incident, war is an archetypal form misdirected of purification. Textbooks like this, why no more war? By the beginning of the 21st century, there'd be textbooks just like this, textbook of scientifically and accurately why no more war. Because the population world round now is getting conscious to the extent that people are not going to accept it anymore, at all. For whatever reason, we're not going to kill each other anymore. If you'd like to get an archetypal insight into this, you might get a hold of William Faulkner's really great novel, A Fable. Faulkner's A Fable is all about the perception of the end of war by a radical change in man's consciousness. Not just some man's consciousness, like the Messiah, but everyone's consciousness. Biological. and serves as a relatively protein so that the secret of wholeness, for which you can pay $19.95 and send away to it any address in Hollywood, the secret is that the wholeness is what is true, and that by emphasizing never so much any of the elements, integration, The people who put the emphasis all on integration are fools. So much so that they become living fools in terms of life. I'm sure you know. Dusty corridors, the winds of unreason, that survives the pains. It's been a long time to think about these things. As a continuous bilayer. The conclusion
the final
right,
two movements from the Symphony No. 5 in D minor, Opus 47 by Dmitri Shostakovich, a recording originally made in Boston Symphony Hall on October the 20th, 1959, and recently issued on a CDS compact disc. In the performance we heard the New York Philharmonic right conducted by Leonard Bernstein.
Enormous wrong-headednesses balance and cancel each other out. You can see the beauty of this.
This is Dirm Schwede, hoping you've enjoyed the past hour. Next week on The Record Shelf, we're going to begin the first of two programs devoted to an historic 1935 recording. At that time, we'll be hearing the first three-tone poems from that cycle of symphonic poems, Mauve Lost by Bedřich Smetana, in the 1935 recording by the Czech Philharmonic, conducted by Václav Talí. The Record Shelf is a production of KUSC, the radio station of the University of Southern California.
National broadcast of The Record Shelf was made possible by a grant from the E. Nakamichi Foundation, which is pleased to support quality programming in the musical arts.
The surface area calculated for the Red Shelf is substantially less than the true values of the Western operation.
This is the American Public Radio
the
Network.
Conclusions drawn from this experiment, 1925, had a profound influence on cell biology. One of the geniuses at the time who was floating around his life is called Lovely. As a result, the lipid bilayer became an accepted part of most novels and membrane structures long before its existence was actually established. Textbook and have his textbook illustrations with the truth was nobody textbook diagrams are quite accurate, but no one has seen them. Just like some of the secret manuscripts of Roger Bacon from the 1260s, probably 1260s. He has perfectly good drawings of sperm cells and plants and then of the ovary cells. Perfectly good diagrams and drawings. And that's 700 years before the years. Now, what did Roger Bacon say? In the very same arcane manuscripts, which are arcane, not just because they are rare, but arcane because he wrote in a secret code that wasn't deciphered until the 20th century. He also wrote his books in the first
We heard pianist Arthur Lima from a collection of Brazilian dances on a ProArte compact disc, that one titled Tico Tico No Fuba, No Fooling. Gene Parrish will be along with a program of weekend classics in just a moment, and it will begin with something not much longer, in fact not quite as long as that little dance we just heard. I'm Dennis Bodding, along with engineer Steve Seaton. We invite you to stay tuned all through the day for classical music here on subscriber-supported 91.5 KUSC Los Angeles, KFAC Santa Barbara, and KCPB Thousand Oaks.
Seraphs had six wings, and when they were
Cardioid Opus 34, number 5, by Shostakovich, arranged for strings, and performed by the Moscow virtuosi, directed by Vladimir Spivakov. And I suppose at 37 seconds, that has to be the shortest introduction to weekend classics that we have on record. Good afternoon, I'm Gene Parrish, the engineer is Steve Seavey. Between now and 5, we have a lot of fine music, we hope you'll stay with us. We'll take a moment now to let you know what's coming up, and I hope it's okay with you that we do this. The reason we do is because we've had letters and calls from people who want to know what's coming up so they can plan their listening. So here we go again. In a moment, the Corelia Suite of Sibelius. We'll hear a divertimento by Mozart, Balakirev's Symphony No. 1, Concerto Grosso in D minor by Handel, the Moonlight Piano Sonata by Beethoven, and the Violin Concerto in B minor by Sir Edward Elgar. That should take us up until about almost 3 o'clock this afternoon. Following the Elgar, and to take us to 5, we'll hear the Wind Quartet No. 3 by Rossini, Mahler's Rückertlieder, Trio Sonata from the Musical Offering by Bach, the Symphonie Concertante Opus 60 by Szymanowski, a group of Chopin Nocturnes, and we'll conclude the afternoon with incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream by Mendelssohn. Here to begin, the Corelia Suite Opus 11 by Jean Sibelius. Jukka Pekka Saraste directs the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra.
The photons actually interact. You have to allow for a whole core of photons to occur. And so the scattering, the diffraction, you squeeze them. So if you squeeze the X-ray frequency of the electromagnetic spectrum, X-ray light, you will get this diffraction pattern. The diffraction pattern can be from one string or another, or from something. As long as you have different strings. large a sieve as you want. If you introduce symmetricality to an input structure, as long as everything is asymmetrical, it works. You will continue to work as soon as you introduce your stubborn symmetricality. No more effect. Not today. Exactly the same way, how dumb they are. Well, it turns out they're not dumb at all. They were trying to set up contingency. And it wasn't the slavish following of ritual that was important. They only did that to set up contingency, being attentive to what wasn't there from man's preferences. X-ray diffraction studies of highly ordered biological membranes show that the bulk of the lipid molecules in these membranes are present in the form of a bilayer. So finally, by X-ray diffraction, we could actually see that the structure was in fact a bilayer. Oh yeah, just like the textbooks since 1927. So not many people pause to wonder, how did we know that before we could see it? People like Linus Pauling did, and they were always considered by their colleagues as kind of weak and wrong, the polite way to say the words. Evidence that all biological membranes are lipid bilayers the life of the world. because they've asked this question mentally and externally. Their own deep selves begun to respond to them and say, and whisper to them, "No, boys, this isn't." But they can only hear it little bits at a time. Can't hear it all at once. Is that the special properties of these lipid molecules cause them to self-separate by layers to the outside cell. Whoa. Let's try that again. What is this? One of the reasons is that the lipid molecules are based on they now, the scientific way to respond to that is to look at lipid molecules and this whole process of how, if you have tubes, they come together. And if you have four of them, they come together in a special way where there's two pairs. See the secret of the process. And it doesn't become apparent with three. But with four, it becomes apparent that it always happens this way. They always form two by two. As Melville said at the end of the first chapter of Moby Dick, he says, "In my deepest dreams I see the long rows of This one had a principle.